Delete these apps right now, not after this video, not tomorrow morning, right now while you're watching this, because what I am about to tell you is not a warning about some obscure security vulnerability that only affects a handful of people in specific countries. This is a warning about applications that are sitting on hundreds of millions of Android phones at this exact moment, including almost certainly yours, quietly running in the background, quietly collecting data about you, your family, your location, your voice, your face, and your financial behavior, and quietly sending all of that data to servers located in China. And I need you to understand something before we go any further. I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm not saying this to get your watch time up. I'm saying this because the deadline is real, the threat is documented, and the window to act before things get significantly worse is closing faster than most people realize. June 15th is not an arbitrary date I invented for a thumbnail. It is a date tied to regulatory decisions and policy changes that will affect how these apps operate and how your data is handled going forward. So stay with me through every single second of this video, because by the end of it, you will know exactly which 7 apps to delete, exactly why they are dangerous, exactly what happens to your data after it leaves your phone, and exactly what steps to take to make sure none of this ever happens to you again. The most important information is going to come in waves throughout this video, so do not skip ahead, because the context matters as much as the list itself. Let us start with the foundation, because to understand why the location of a server matters so much, you need to understand something about Chinese law that most people in the West are completely unaware of. In 2017, the Chinese government passed the National Intelligence Law. This law requires all Chinese companies and all Chinese citizens to cooperate with Chinese government intelligence operations when requested to do so. There is no judicial oversight requirement. There's no warrant process that resembles anything you would recognize from a democratic legal system. If the Chinese government wants data that a Chinese company holds, that company must provide it. No questions asked, no legal challenge permitted, no notification to the person whose data is being accessed. This means that any data stored on servers in China or controlled by a company subject to Chinese law is data that the Chinese government can access at will. Now think about that in the context of an app on your personal phone, an app that knows where you are at all times, an app that can access your camera and microphone, an app that has your contacts, your messages, your financial information. If that app is sending your data to China, your data is not just in the hands of a tech company. It is potentially in the hands of a foreign government intelligence apparatus. That is not a theoretical concern. That is the legal reality. And that is why the 7 apps we are about to discuss deserve to be removed from your phone immediately. The first app is TikTok. I know what you're thinking. You have heard this before. But most people who have heard the TikTok warning still have it installed because they do not fully understand the specifics of what it collects. TikTok does not just see your viewing history and the videos you like. Security researchers who reverse engineered the app found that it accesses your clipboard data, meaning every time you copy anything on your phone, a password, a bank account number, a private message, TikTok can read it. The app collects your precise GPS coordinates, not just your general region, but your exact location, accurate to within meters. It collects your device identifiers that can be used to track you, even if you delete and reinstall the app. It maps your Wi-Fi networks and Bluetooth connections. And despite years of assurances from TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, that American user data is stored on American servers, internal documents and independent research have repeatedly shown data flows between TikTok's systems and servers in China. Multiple governments have banned TikTok on government devices. The United States Congress passed legislation requiring ByteDance to divest from TikTok. The writing is on the wall and has been for a long time. The question is whether you're going to wait for a government to force the issue or whether you are going to protect yourself right now. The second app is CapCut, and this one catches people off guard every single time because CapCut is genuinely excellent at what it does. It is a powerful, free, easy-to-use video editor, and that has made it one of the most downloaded apps in the world. But CapCut is made by ByteDance, the exact same company that makes TikTok, which means it operates under the exact same legal framework and the exact same data. Obligations. What makes CapCut particularly alarming compared to TikTok is the nature of the data it processes. When you edit a video in CapCut, the app analyzes the faces in that video. It collects your facial geometry data. If you use the voice features, it collects your voice print. If you use any of the AI enhancement tools, it is processing deeply personal biometric information about you and potentially about everyone who appears in your videos. Your children, your family, members, your friends. None of whom ever agreed to have their biometric data processed and stored by a Chinese technology company subject to Chinese government data access laws. The convenience of a free video editor does not come close to justifying that trade-off. The third app is Temu. Temu appeared seemingly out of nowhere and within months was one of the most installed shopping apps in the world, largely because of in-campaign and prices that seemed almost impossibly low. There is a reason those prices are so low, and it is not because Temu has discovered some magical efficiency in their supply chain. Cybersecurity researchers at Grizzly Research published a detailed report analyzing the Temu Android app, and what they found was deeply alarming. The app was described as containing dangerous spyware code. It requested device permissions that have no legitimate connection to online shopping. It was found to access phone systems in ways that went far beyond what any retail application needs. The report described the app as potentially being able to gain unrestricted access to a user's phone system. Temu's parent company, PDD Holdings, is a Chinese company subject to Chinese data laws. An app that behaves like spyware, made by a company that must cooperate with Chinese government intelligence requests, is not an app that belongs on your phone, regardless of how cheap the products are. The fourth app is Shein. Like Temu, Shein presents itself as just a shopping platform, affordable fashion, easy interface, massive selection. But the data collection behavior, documented by security researchers, tells a very different story. The Shein app has been found requesting an unusual and unjustifiable array of device permissions. It accesses device state information continuously. It communicates with external servers in patterns that do not align with what a shopping app should need to do. Shein is a Chinese company. Its data practices have attracted scrutiny from regulatory bodies in multiple countries. A shopping app that behaves like a surveillance tool while shipping your data to servers, subject to Chinese government access, is a shopping app you do not need on your phone. You can buy clothes from other platforms that do not come with this level of privacy risk. The fifth app is Bigo Live. Bigo Live is a live streaming platform, and it is owned by Joy Inc., a company with its roots and significant operations in China. Live streaming apps represent a particular category of privacy concern because the core function of a live streaming app requires access to your camera and your microphone in real time. You are literally broadcasting live audio and video from your device. Bigo Live has been documented collecting data beyond what its stated function requires, building behavioral profiles of its users, and transmitting data to servers in China. Real-time audio and video data, combined with your location, your device identifiers, and your usage patterns, represents an extraordinarily sensitive data package. When that package is being transmitted to servers operated by a company under Chinese government jurisdiction, the privacy implications are severe. If you have Bigo Live on your phone, it needs to come off today. The sixth app is Likee. Likee is another short video platform from the same parent company as Bigo Live, Joy Inc. It functions similarly to TikTok and has attracted a large user base, particularly among younger users and teenagers. This is the aspect of Likee's data collection that should concern parents most urgently. The app collects device identifiers, precise location data, contact information, and detailed behavioral data. It transmits this data to servers in China. When the users whose data is being collected are children and teenagers, the seriousness of the privacy violation scales up dramatically. Children's biometric data, children's location information, children's behavioral profiles, all of it potentially accessible to Chinese government intelligence services. If your children have Likee installed, removing it should happen before this video ends. The seventh app is AliExpress. AliExpress is the retail platform operated by Alibaba, one of China's largest and most powerful technology conglomerates. Unlike some of the other apps on this list, AliExpress has a legitimate retail function that millions of people find useful. But usefulness does not eliminate risk. The AliExpress app collects extensive data about your device, your browsing behavior, your purchase history, your payment information, and your location patterns. Alibaba is unambiguously a Chinese company subject to Chinese law. Any data you share with AliExpress exists within a legal framework that gives the Chinese government potential access to it. Additionally, the app has been found communicating with servers beyond what its stated retail infrastructure should require. Combined with Alibaba's history of close relationships with Chinese government entities, AliExpress is an app whose privacy trade-offs are difficult to justify when alternative shopping platforms are readily available. Now that you have the full list, let us talk about what you need to do, because deleting these apps is important, but it is not sufficient on its own. There are additional steps that will actually secure your device and your data going forward. The first and most immediate step is to uninstall every app from this list that you currently have installed. Go to your app drawer right now, find each one, press and hold the icon, and uninstall. If an app on this list came pre-installed on your device and is only giving you the option to disable rather than uninstall, disable it and revoke every permission it has. Document which apps were pre-installed, because that tells you something important about your device manufacturer's partnerships that should factor into your next phone purchase. The second step is to clear any residual data. Even after uninstalling an app, it can leave behind cached data, stored identifiers, and residual files. Go to Settings, then Apps, find the recently uninstalled apps, and clear any remaining storage or cache data. Some tracking identifiers survive the uninstallation process specifically because they were designed to be persistent. The third step is to go into your Google account settings and look for third-party apps that have been granted access to your Google account data. Any of the apps or their parent companies appearing in that list should have their access revoked immediately. Uninstalling an app from your phone does not automatically revoke permissions it was granted to access your Google account. The fourth step is to change your passwords. If you had accounts with any of these services, change those passwords right now. And if you use the same password for any of these accounts as you use for your email, your banking, or any other important service, change those passwords immediately as well. This is not optional. Password reuse is one of the most common ways that a data breach at one service becomes a compromise of your other accounts. The fifth step is to audit every remaining app on your device using the Permission Manager in your phone settings. Go to Settings, then Privacy, then Permission Manager. Look at what has access to your location, your microphone, your camera, your contacts, and your storage. Every app that has permissions it cannot clearly justify should have those permissions revoked. Be aggressive. An app that does not have a good reason to access your location should not have access to your location, regardless of what country its parent company is based in. The sixth step is to delete your advertising ID. Go to Settings, then Google, then Ads, and choose to delete your advertising ID. This removes the persistent identifier that allows advertisers and data brokers to track you across apps and services. It will not make you completely invisible, but it removes one of the primary mechanisms used to build cross-app behavioral profiles. The seventh step is to review your privacy settings on your Google account itself at myaccount.google.com. Turn off web and app activity, turn off location history, enable auto-delete on whatever data collection you cannot completely disable, setting the retention period to 3 months rather than allowing data to accumulate indefinitely. The less historical data that exists about you anywhere, the less valuable and less vulnerable your profile is. The eighth step is to switch your default browser if you are using Google Chrome. Chrome reports browsing data back to Google and lacks the robust tracker blocking capabilities that alternatives offer. Switch to Firefox for Android or Brave. Both block tracking by default at the browser level, and both support additional privacy extensions. Your browser is your primary window to the internet, and the privacy characteristics of that browser matter enormously. The ninth step is to consider a privacy-focused DNS service. By changing your DNS settings to a service like NextDNS or Cloudflare's 1.1.1.1, you can block known tracking domains at the network level, preventing data from being transmitted to trackers, even when apps try to send it. This is one of the most effective and most underused privacy tools available to ordinary smartphone users, and it requires no technical expertise to set up. The 10th step is to share this information. Show this video to your family members, send it to your friends, post about it on your social media. The reason apps like the ones we discussed today have hundreds of millions of users is because most people are operating with incomplete information. They do not know what these apps collect. They do not know where that data goes. They do not know what the legal implications are of data stored on servers in China. Every person who learns this and acts on it is one less person being surveilled. And the more people who act it collectively, the more pressure builds on regulators, on device manufacturers, and on the app stores themselves to take this issue seriously and enforce meaningful privacy standards. Here's the bottom line. The deadline of June 15th is real and it matters, but your privacy does not have to wait until a deadline to be protected. Every day that these apps remain on your phone is another day of data collection happening without your meaningful informed consent. You bought your phone, you own it, you have the right to decide what it shares, who it talks to, and where your personal information goes. The steps I have walked you through today are not complicated. They do not require technical expertise. They require about 30 minutes of your time. And those 30 minutes could be the 30 minutes that determines whether your most personal information stays yours or ends up in a database somewhere that you will never have access to and never have any control over. Delete the apps. Take the steps. Protect yourself. Because your privacy is not a feature. It is a right. And it is worth fighting for.